Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn in attendance, along with Kenny Kessler, the top stories of the day. Kenny's following your thoughts on Twitter and Facebook, Facebook.com. Boy, I have to be correct in my pronunciation. As a former English teacher,
yes,
I got
to
go slowly. We're having a big auction on the farm this weekend, selling. We have about 500 lots. You know how an auction works. Each item is a lot. Mm-hmm. Old trucks and my tractors and some of the things that we've used for implements around the farm. All the milking equipment and stuff, because I'm not going to milk cows anymore. It's sort of a sad, reflective day, because it goes back, many of these things, 45 years or so, the history of me farming. So as I look at what's there, I think about what's valuable to me. And then I'm looking at the stories about the stock market and what's of value there. And so then I go one step further to the problems the biggest diamond producers are having. Their prices have been lowered this week by approximately 9 to 10%. So if you're thinking of getting hitched and you believe diamonds are a girl's best friend, whether they are or they aren't, companies like De Beers are cutting production because hopefully that'll increase demand. How about that? Slashing prices. De Beers says it's putting $250 million worth of diamonds on sale this week. How about that, Jennifer?
How about that?
Did you buy a diamond for yourself?
Not for myself, no.
Kenny, did you buy Lisa a diamond?
Yes, I did.
Why?
Yep. What do you mean why?
Because that's what you do, Dougie.
Well, but why do you do that? Why?
Because it's what you do, and girls want diamonds.
Yeah. Because I love her, and that's what she wanted.
Oh, okay. There you. That's it. If she wanted it, that's fine. I think every once in a while I suggest that I will not buy jewelry or things like that for my pal. And she says, well, I'll be happy to help you with that.
What does that mean?
It means that I'm not good at it and I won't buy stuff that I...
Oh, she'll help you buy jewelry.
Yeah, she would
help. Buy jewelry. It's just you won't do it on your own.
No, I wouldn't do it. No. Oh, thank you.
What kind of taste do you have in jewelry?
Me?
Yeah.
None.
Well, I mean, have you ever, like, purchased something and somebody didn't like it?
No, I haven't really. I mean, I'm thinking about who I bought. I haven't bought any jewelry. Monster or anything over the years, other than I bought my wife. I paid for it. She picked it out.
So you have never walked into a store and bought jewelry for anybody that you've been with?
No.
Doug.
Never.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We need to go buy Meredith something. And no, she is not going to pick it out. You're going to do it. You're going to do a great job.
I'll let you help me then. When I come out in a couple of weeks, you can take me out shopping.
It's about time. Let's go.
All right. What's happening with D's Nuts?
D's Nuts are beating D. Trump.
You intrigued me. Yeah, but you intrigued me with the way you talked about it. Was it yesterday, I think, explaining who D's Nuts are? So bring us Mr. and Mrs. Nuts. Here you go.
Well, D's Nuts is actually a 15-year-old kid, but knew for a little while who this was. But D's Nuts was actually polling better than most of the candidates in the GOP. So that's a problem. But now we know it's this 15-year-old kid who is now, and D's Nuts, by the way, has decided not to continue the run. He's instead endorsed, I think, Bernie Sanders and John Kasich.
Remember that song by the Guess Who D's Eyes? Change that to D's Nuts.
It's just so stupid. We're so stupid. We are so stupid.
I know. Yeah, but it was fun. You see, that's how you get fun. Trump has brought fun to all of this. So out with the old and in with the new.
I think what's very telling and funny about where we are is that during the little break that we had, Doug and I brought up, I said something about Donald Trump. And I said, gosh, people that don't like Donald Trump, all the way. And Ken goes, well, he doesn't really have a plan. And both Doug and I go, so? At the same time. Just shows you where we are in politics. So?
So?
Plans, man.
All right. So speaking of out with the old, in with the new, there's a new judge in town in Ferguson, Mo. And he is cleaning house. All the old arrest warrants that were issued before this year, gone. All in the can. People caught for minor violations, not going to get tried. Local activist calls it an olive branch for the community. Justice Department civil rights investigation said the police and courts there have engaged over the last 40, 50, 60, 70 years in a pattern of discrimination against black people. So the new judge, and I do not believe the judge is black. Am I right in that? Is somebody that's what I have not researched? But I do not believe the judge is black. But it's appropriate. Throw that stuff out. See you later, alligator. I'm not a football fan. Peyton Manning seems to be a fairly popular personality, not because, well, I suppose because he got well known as a quarterback, but he has a persona. Wasn't he in that? He was in Entourage, I think, wasn't he, Kenny? So he let us in on a secret yesterday. Since his neck surgeries in 2011, he hasn't had any feeling in his fingertips. None. So how do you, this has nothing to do with really with football. This is sort of a human interest story that intrigued me. How do you, I know enough about football to know that it would seem to me that a quarterback's got to be able to feel a ball, right?
Well, what's funny is since his neck surgery, he's actually done better than he did before. So
he's
maybe
averaged
you
more
don't
touchdown
feel.
Passes the last 3 years than he did before he had neck problems.
Yeah, maybe you don't want to feel your fingers. Maybe it's a better thing.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting reality, isn't it, huh? Coming up, our 2020 news quiz question right now. Let me talk with you, not to you, not at you, but with you about the benefits of improved nitric oxide levels in your system. You have said yes to my messages, Jennifer's messages, Ken's messages, to using Neo 40, which is from Neogenesis, the same laboratory that has brought you the benefits of Super Beats. It's the same product, only in a chewable, sort of melt-in-your-mouth form that gives you that nitric oxide shot, replenishes the oxygen, increases the circulation all through your body. So you'll have healthy blood pressure. You'll have energy. You'll have stamina. There's a wow to taking this, whether it's the capsule itself or having a glass of Super Beats later in the day. You'll get the benefits that are inexpensive when you really look down at the cost of buying Neo 40 and Super Beats. When you realize what it's doing for your body, what it's doing for your health, what it's doing for your well-being, imagine how well you'll feel. Jennifer said, what's going on with you today? Well, I took my Neo 40 capsule early this morning, and man, have I had it. I've got it. You've got it. If you haven't got it, you need to call 800-655-4183 to be just like your Uncle Dougie when you grow up. I don't want to grow up, but I'm happy to have Neo 40 at my beck and call, and also Super Beats, and put that into my protein drink. Good stuff. Nitric oxide opens up the arteries, gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your organs, so you stay healthy and well and keeps your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. Again, call 800-655-4183 if you want to enjoy that experience, if you want to enjoy feeling good, if you want to enjoy having lots of energy. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, the number 800-655-4183, or go enjoy the experience. Get on the bandwagon. Help yourself to Super Beats and Neo 40 for a feeling like you've never had before. All natural 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Man. Take it responsibly.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
What's that story?
There is a story out today that an American distance runner lost a bronze medal after a very cringeworthy moment. Molly Huddle's her name. She lost to fellow American Emily Infeld in the 10,000-meter race of the World Athletics Championships in Beijing on Monday.
Yeah.
She thought she had won the bronze medal, and she started celebrating. Turns out she hadn't quite won yet. Celebration came a little too early. She got past at the finish line.
Mm-hmm. 19 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for our 2020 news quiz question. This is how this works. If you are new to the program, I'm going to ask you a question now. I'm going to ask you a question, and you have 20 minutes. We'll do it at 20 past the hour is when the question comes up, and then we'll get the answer before 20 before the next hour. All right, so you have a little bit of time to figure this out. I don't think this will take too long. The name and what happened to him. You've heard the story about the IndyCar driver who had the head injuries, pieces of debris struck him at the Pocono Raceway. What was his name and what has happened to him? 888-302-3684, 37 years old, father of two, struck by a large piece of debris from another driver's car following an accident at the Pocono Raceway. What was his name and what has happened to him? 888-302-3684. You will win a sample pack of Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray that is a must-have for your home and family. Get it by dialing 800-842-1464. It is a superb product. Here's a story from Detroit this week. A suburban Detroit mayor trying to extinguish the use of personal flamethrowers. Huh? You can buy a flamethrower?
That's awesome.
In Detroit?
I want one of those for Christmas.
Huh? Hey, Laura, yeah. They're actually legal in Cleveland, too.
Well, why cool. Let's go.
Oh, my God. See, check out the story at DougSteffen.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Shatner affair that Winona was Winona. The entertainment. Was that last year?
That was last year. Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Winona. Who do we call her Winona or Winona?
We call her Winona.
Winona. So she and her mom, the country duo, the Judds,
are
reuniting to perform a series of shows in Las Vegas. The Venetian is where they're going to be. And they announced yesterday that Naomi Judd and her daughter Winona will perform 9 shows October 7th to the 24th at the Venetian. Now, I would bet that they could make this last. They could do, they're not as big a name, perhaps, as a draw in some circles as maybe Celine Dion or Cher or
in country music, they are.
Yeah, I think that's
in
what I'm
country
saying.
Music. The Judds,
not Elton John in general, but I think they've got a big name. I think they could draw a pretty big crowd.
But this is what makes it special: is that you know the Judds used to tour together, and they were a really, really big deal. And then Naomi had a voice like a polyp on her vocal cord, and so she had to quit the band. She couldn't tour with Winona anymore. So Winona had a pretty successful singles career, but she didn't do as well as she did with her mom. So
I found her quite appealing.
Oh, she was awesome. Very down to earth.
Yeah, I thought she was very, very approachable, which is smart for people in that. No matter what business you're in that touches the public, you need to be accessible, I think, anyway. So the two of them have had 5 Grammy Awards, sold 20 million albums, and their hits include Mama, He's Crazy, Why Not Me? Is that what this is? Kara,
no.
What's this is playing in the background? Have Mercy! All right. So, this is for those of you who want a girls' night out. I think it would be, I could see lots of women in the audience for this. Yes?
Totally.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'll be there.
Yeah. When is it? The October 7th or the 24th. I'm going to go to California that next weekend, so maybe.
Let's go see the Judds in Vegas.
Let's go see them. Let's go surfing now. Everybody's. How would they do? How would the Judds do doing Beach Boys? The
Judds. Pretty cool. Actually.
That'd be an album. How about that for an album? The Judds do the Beach Boys.
Or a movie if you're catching my drift.
Yes. I got your drift. All right. So what else have you got for music from them, Kara? You can speak on the air if you'd like. It's very cool. Jennifer, what's this? Oh, I know she's talking to people on the phone.
She's talking to people on the phone. Answer the 2020.
We have a multitude of things going on here, folks. What do you want? You can't possibly imagine us sitting still for all this time. We got action, things going on. And so now I'll trail off of the Judds in that announcement. Back to our 2020 news quiz question. If you have not heard me asking this question, I'm asking about the fate of the IndyCar driver. What's his name and what's his fate? Struck by debris at the Pocono Raceway over the weekend. I believe this guy was an Englishman, was he not?
Originally? I don't know.
He lived in Denver, I know that, or in that area. And this was a very dangerous race. Got hit in the head by a piece of debris. Yep. All right, so anyway, tell us the story of this person, 888-302-3684, and we will take care of you nicely with some of this the great stuff that comes from the folks at Cedarside. I had the occasion to be looking at some one-liners, which I do from time to time. These are thought-provoking one-liners. Support bacteria. They're the only culture some people have. When everything's coming your way, you're in the wrong lane.
That's true.
Ambition is a poor excuse for not having enough sense to be lazy. Yeah. I don't know that one. I don't like that one, frankly. So I'm going to stop doing this now because it's 28 past the hour and good day.
No more flirting. No more flowers. Desire, ladies, now comes at a nightly pill. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Sprout, a pharmaceutical company, has developed a pill called Addy that fills a woman with desire. Pop it, ladies, and your libido goes from 0 to 60 in a heartbeat. The only problem? It works so poorly you wonder what's going on. Marketing trumps science, that's what. A coalition called Even the Score, partially funded by Sprout itself, bullied the feds into approval. After all, they allege, there were so many drugs on the market to boost men's libido. Why not one for women? Here's the thing. There is no aphrodisiac on the market for men. Viagra does nothing for desire. Alleging gender bias and pushing a drug through that doesn't really work as advertised helps who exactly? Not women who suffer from low libido. But then there's this. After the Fed approval for Addy was announced, the startup Sprout was sold for a cool $1 billion. Understand now? This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
It's Sarah here. Hey, I think you're all beautiful. I love you guys, and I'll bet a lot of you out there have acne. I feel your pain. It's embarrassing, and you're thinking, how on earth can I get rid of it, right? One word, proactive. I'm telling you, prescription-grade proactive heals your acne and even prevents future breakouts. There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money. It's time to get it because Proactiv has set up a special dedicated 800 number for our listeners. So get ready to punch that number into your phone. Pull over if you have to. Here's the deal. $19.95 gets you Proactiv, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush. It's valued at $45. It's yours free. So is the shipping. For only $19.95, you are guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you'll get your money back. Here's the number. 1-800-726-0233. Call for a lifetime of beautiful skin. Tell them Sarah sent you. Call 800-726-0233. 800-726-0233.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Spend your life with Extendovine.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Let's get at the action here. 33 after the hour. Hope you find my voice pleasant, my attitude pleasant. Why are you laughing?
I hope you find my voice pleasant.
Well, it's a pleasant. I'm trying to make things pleasant.
Yes, Dougie.
Provocative,
you are super pleasant.
And pleasant. Sometimes that usually ends up in the wastebasket, things that are just plain pleasant when you describe
like
yourself.
It's polarizing.
Like, fine. How do you look? Fine.
Fine.
Not here to polarize.
You might as well just tell me I look ugly if you tell me I look fine. I mean,
no,
please.
You look
what
terrific.
You're wearing is fine.
You look marvelous.
It's terrible. Fine is like the worst. Who wants to be fine? You want to be
fine.
Great. Outstanding. Rock star.
I think part of a best friend's job should be to immediately clear your computer history if you die. A universal truth. Yes?
Yes. Right? I think so.
Mm. Yes, by the way, we're sending people. We posted this on Facebook, Kenny, right?
Yes, we did.
Undo.me. Isn't that the site?
Unroll.me.
Unroll. UNROLL dot me. Best information of the day. Nothing to do with death, murder, homicides, killings.
Mayhem.
It has nothing to do with the mayhem of the market. It's something that is very practical and very useful, very helpful, and very now. Unrollme.me. When you go there, you'll understand why we've sent you there. 2020 News Quiz question time. This has to do with the Indy driver who was in tough straits after this accident in the Pocono racetrack on Sunday. So let's see who we're going to go to first to try to figure all of this out. Hold on just a minute. Here's Wes listening in Salt Lake City. Hi, Wes. Welcome to Good Day.
And yes, good morning of this good day.
Morning
to
you.
Indeed,
I could really use that cedar side. Believe me, I'm.
You know, my friend. You know, you hear Jack Stockwell on this program. He's from from your town, right? So
I've been a patient, and I've been an in-studio guest with Jack.
Have you really? Well, oh, good
that's
for you.
Correct. I've been an activist, and Jack has had me on the air.
Jack is a wonderful human being. I love him and his wife. They have so much good practical information, and I'm happy to be their friends and have that nice connection with you and the radio station and with them in Salt Lake City. All right, so let's get to the bottom of the question about the identity of the man and what has happened to him, Wes.
Okay, the interesting thing is that I don't know his name, so I'm only in second place.
Uh-huh.
But he was from England.
Yes.
And he was a gentleman and respected very much among the other drivers.
Yes, he was.
Who, as to his, hey, let's do this in this matter and let's act as a civil people, as an Englishman would, bring in that sort of standard. He was only 37 years old, left two
very
children.
Sad.
Yep, right, it is.
Yeah.
All right, so let's complete. Kara, put me over onto the other side. Hold on, Wes, don't go away. Terry, listening in Palm Springs, the KPSI. Hi, Terry.
Hi there, Doug. And actually, it's Desert Hot Springs, but no one ever knows that town, so I usually say Palm Springs.
I know Desert Hot Springs. I'm a California girl. I gotcha. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the next town.
It's
like Indigo. Isn't Indigo between the two towns? Don't I remember that? Isn't Indigo?
Well, Indio.
Is,
about 30 miles east. Yeah.
Or east, whatever. Farther away.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
All right. So anyway, what is the, we didn't get the name, Wes, I'm going to take care of him because he did at least he got us halfway there, so we'll help him with this.
Okay. Well, his name was Justin Wilson.
Yep.
That's right.
And as a side note, Tony Stewart lent his jet to get the family to over to his side, and then he died yesterday.
Yep, he did.
From a head injury.
So we have both Terry and Wes to thank for the answer. Do you two want to say hi to each other? It's one of the great things.
Hello.
Hi there.
Yeah, from Salt Lake City.
To Palm Springs. That's normally about a 14-hour drive, if I'm served correctly by my memory.
Yeah.
It would be a ride on an airplane that would last about an hour and 45 minutes. So you can...
Yep.
Are you guys single?
Yeah.
No, I'm married.
Oh, man.
Wes, you're single?
Yes, I am.
All right, we'll give you Jennifer's number. Hold on.
All right, well,
second.
If anything happens, you know, in Desert Hot Springs, you know to call Wes.
All right, exactly. All right, Terry, thank you very much. Congratulations. Both of them will win some Cedar Side, the original organic bug spray that is very, very helpful for the bugs. And I've heard in Salt Lake City, especially, big problem with the bugs. So, yeah, Justin Wilson died yesterday after the head injury that took place following the accident, and it's a... it's a sad thing. A lot of people pay attention to that sort of thing. So we have the straight skinny. Did you know at 39 past the hour, every summer, Beloit College in Wisconsin puts out a list? Did you know that, Jennifer?
A list of what?
It doesn't advise upcoming freshmen on what to expect at school, or it doesn't provide information about their upcoming semester. Nope, neither of those things. It's a list that makes everybody feel beyond their years. Is that a nice way of putting it, Kenny? Instead of saying, oh,
sure,
you're beyond. Known as the mindset list, the 50 items describe in that list what the upcoming class may or may not recognize in order to keep the faculty and staff from referencing outdated subject matter. Just for reference, members of the class of 2019, born in the year 1997. Right? There's a little good thing McFadden's not here. He'd be all over me for this. Anyway, so far, let's see here. The mindset list has the following things. Again, remember, this is something that this class has never done. All right? Hybrid automobile. The fellows who put this together, I think, are on the staff at Beloit. Are they not, Kenny? Do I have that right? Or are they members of this class? Yeah, right. Okay. So hybrid automobiles have always been mass-produced. That's what these people now, they think that. Google has always been there in its founding words to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible. This thing's been, these things have been going on all through their lives. That's the reference. They've never licked a postage stamp. You don't lick postage stamps anymore, right? And haven't for 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sticky.
Email has become the new formal communication.
Yep.
Texts and tweets remain enclaves for
people can't
casual.
Write without spell check anymore.
Uh-uh. Four foul-mouthed children have always been playing in South Park. 20 years of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Hong Kong has been under Chinese rule. I don't know. There's a whole list of them. We posted them at DougStephan.com. I don't want to go through all of them because there's 50 of them there. But it really is the reason I bring it up is because it's such an amazing reference to reality. It really is. The National Park Service, if we had Roberta here today doing her Queen of Chief, I think she mentioned this last week, though, Kenny, didn't she? The National Park Service celebrating its 99th birthday today with free admission to all of its 408 parks.
Mm-hmm.
So, 99, let's see, how can we do this? You want me to or not? You know where I'm going with this, Jennifer. 99 years of service to you.
Yeah, you're going to try to
sing. 99 years of service? No.
99 bottles of beer on the wall, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Find Your Park is a new thing that you can go to. I think you just log on to. I think
AshleyMadison.com.
Yeah.
No.
No. Are you ready for some video game football? Madden NFL 16 arrives. This is a game that you can use on all of the typical, PlayStation 4 and Xbox. Kenny, is that what this is? And is it attributed to Madden, the ex-player and announcer?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It rates, so he rates all the 32 teams. And so who comes out on top? Or is that giving it away? And I shouldn't give it away because we want people to go get this. I'm not getting any money. I don't care. Give it away if you want to.
Well, the video game, you're talking about the video game. You create your own team.
Isn't that what that's all? Madden NFL 16 is in the stores today.
You create your own team with all the updated players. So it's updated each year to include the new players, take out the old players, add some classic players in. You create your own team. So there's not like a predestined winner. It's just you get to play the game.
You
get
play
to
it?
Play against, yeah, no, do I? Absolutely. No.
Kenny, you play it?
No.
No. Okay, so let's move on.
I don't
on.
Know how to play video games. I'm so,
good.
I don't know. It's
that's
just there's,
good.
Like, thumb-eye coordination.
Feather. No,
that
that's
I don't
a
have.
Feather in your cap. The less of that, the better.
Last video game I played. Well, actually, I like the Wii where you can play bowling.
Really?
Because you actually get to stand up and bowl. That's kind of fun.
I'm going to go bowling. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back in the ranch, Stephanie Kovac is going to join us talking about Katrina and the fact this is the 10th anniversary of the storm hitting South Florida, and the next day it moved into New Orleans, and we all know what that meant. So stand by for some memories that may not be as pleasant or positive as you'd like them to be. Hello. Stand by for that next on Good Day.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with TV host and travel expert Ted Allen. If you're hesitant to go on your dream vacation, you're not alone. In fact, according to a recent Bank of America survey, 72% of Americans aren't taking their dream vacations because they think they're too expensive. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
When it comes to budgeting for any vacation, make sure to plan and research your trip beforehand. Many hotels and resorts offer amazing deals on excursions, especially during the off-season. You can also use a travel rewards card year-round and save up points to offset costs on your next vacation. information. My favorite is the card I carry myself, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card. I earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend on all purchases. I also love having the flexibility to use my points on more than just flights, like a trip to the Louvre in Paris. Now that's a vacation worth dreaming about.
For information on how to win a dream vacation, visit travelandleisure.com/dreamvacation.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
46 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I have Stephanie Kovac, who is an award-winning freelance journalist, respected in the industry as somebody who can do a lot of great reporting. So let's go back 10 years ago today, Stephanie. Where were you and what were you doing?
Well, believe it or not, 10 years ago, I was actually in Seattle wanting to trying very hard to find my way home.
Trying to hide. Go ahead.
I was not in New Orleans for Katrina. Mm-hmm. I got on the ground probably within 30 days.
Yeah. It took that long for things to straighten out. What do you remember about what you heard and what was being reported on this day 10 years ago?
I remember actually sitting in the Seattle airport and watching news reports, and I think the thing that I'll never forget is how I seemed to be the only one watching. I don't know, it was just that maybe I was just, Seattle itself is like a world away from the rest, especially coastal, you know, the coastal states, and
yeah.
It just didn't seem like everybody was, and maybe that was just my perception, but I just felt like, you know, it was, to me, it was my home, and it was, you know, under attack, if you will, and
yeah, right.
I was just really enamored by the fact that, you know, why was I the only one standing in front of TVs?
Well, I think the story of what happened is one thing, but what I find intriguing is what you have written about what has happened since then. There are a lot of bad hurricanes that have attacked this country, various places. That's just part of what we deal with as citizens of this country and is what happens on planet Earth. But the stupidity that has followed, and this is my word, I'm not suggesting it's your word, but when I see the Army Corps of Engineers rebuild exactly what was there before that caused the problem, I just have to wonder about leadership, intelligence, all of those things that seem to me are completely lacking here. What's your view?
My view is your view. I mean, absolutely. I won't say that they've rebuilt exactly the way it was, but the problem remains. They've actually put in a nearly 2-mile-long stretch of wall that's 26 feet high. It's the largest structure they've ever built. The concrete walls are reinforced with 8 Eiffel Towers worth of steel. It's designed to stop a storm surge coming at New Orleans. The problem is, it's stopping us. It's designed to stop a storm surge of a Category 3. It's not enough. And it's not enough, Doug, because there's no natural barrier left. That's the problem that we're having. I spent the last, you know, almost, well, actually, it's been in production for about 8 years doing a documentary. Our documentary is called Lube Job. Basically, the reason we did the doc is because we wanted to answer the question after Katrina. How does a 28-foot storm surge travel 50 miles inland? And what we came up with in doing this film is that Katrina is going to be a small-scale scenario to what we're looking at in the next one. And the reason being is we have no natural barrier left to protect us. We're more vulnerable than ever. Louisiana, coastal Louisiana, is losing a football field of land every hour.
All right, think about that.
Every hour.
All right, hold on. Let's think about that for a second. That's what intrigued me. Stephanie writes, we're losing a football field of land down here every hour. If we do nothing, New Orleans becomes an island in the Gulf of Mexico. Think about that. And where is that? Where is all that going? Where is all of that land? Where is the the loam and the gravel and the other things that are there, it's all going out to sea. And so there's nothing to build on. There's nothing to support. It's kind of not as bad as Venice, but you know, it's a pretty low-lying area, and there isn't much holding it up. I got to think that some of the oil and gas people who want to preserve it don't be putting some heat on. Yes.
You would think so, but that's exactly the reason that our film's titled what it is,
Lube Job.
Yeah. Because it's you have to kind of, in order to understand what's happening in Louisiana, you have to understand two things. Number one, how our wetlands were formed. Our wetlands were formed from the Mississippi River. This is a natural process that's happened over centuries.
Yeah, I know. There's so much to be learned. I'm going to send people to lubejobfilm.com. Stephanie Kovac on Good Day. Thank you.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Future boy, who's president of the United States
in 1985? Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, the actor? Then who's vice president? Jerry Lewis.
All right. Yeah, we got to work on the power of love, Huey Lewis and the News, from Back to the Future. We were trying to get into this yesterday, and we found out we didn't have any of the clips from the film. That has been corrected. Kara, what's the next one?
Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
Hey, keep rolling there. No, this sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity I need.
Are you telling me you built a time machine? Kind of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
How about that? What are you? Yeah, it was. The song was number one this week in 1985, and the movie was as well. Back to the Future, with two very memorable characters. Wouldn't you say, Chucker? Those two characters.
The movie's iconic, Doug.
Yeah, it really, really is. Chuck Curry is here. Movie news. We have movie music, part of Movie Moments. Movie news is up and coming, so stand by for that here on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Jeffy posted, finally got that promotion. Time to hashtag upgrade my car.
Congrats, Jeffy. You'll find the perfect upgrade at the Honda Summer Clearance Event. Like the Honda Accord. It's a 2015 IIHS top safety pick and comes with rear view camera and text message reader standard.
Great. I'll put it in my agenda.
Hurry in to the Honda Summer Clearance Event for 0.9% APR financing on the 2015 Accord for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for financing details. SMS compatible with select phones, Bluetooth, or wireless carriers. Rate plans apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
All right, Chucker, the field is yours. The floor is yours. The time is yours. You may do anything you want with the next 2 minutes of radio time. What an opportunity for you to showcase what you know. And I could keep talking, but then I'd use up all of his time. And then
let's start with this, Doug, and you bounce off me. 20th Century Fox will start production on their newest Planet of the Apes movie. It's going to be titled War of the Planet of the Apes. It starts shooting later this year. The other two films in the reboot, Rise and Dawn, I thought were terrific movies. Look forward to this third installment in the franchise. Other news, how important is the international market? Well, Terminator Genesis, the latest Terminator film, which once again stars Arnold Schwarzenegger, did $27 million in its opening weekend when it opened here in the U.S. a month and a half ago. In China last week, in one day, it did $27 million.
So what does that tell you about the Chinese economy? Everybody's all worked up about the Chinese economy. They got enough money to go see Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They do. It tells you one thing. One, they have a lot of movie theaters there.
Yeah.
And there's certainly a big interest in all movies.
Right.
Although the box office, the way the box office take, usually overseas or here in the country, it's sort of like a 50-50 split. Theater gets 50%, studio gets 50%.
Right.
In China, they retain 75% of the ticket, and the studio only gets 25%. Still, there's more than enough money being made where it's a very viable market for the studios. One other thing, maybe you could comment on this, Doug. I hate to say something nasty, but after watching the trailer to the new film, A Walk in the Park, with Robert Redford and Nick Nolte, I have to say to myself, is that really the same Nick Nolte from The Prince of Tides in the 90s? I know the aging process isn't kind, but boy, Nick Nolte, who's one of my favorite actors, has aged
awful.
Pretty hard.
Well, I don't think Redford looks all that great either. He had a really bad face job.
He's 79, I believe. I think Redford looks quite good for 79, but Nolte has aged something fierce. And some TV news of interest. Fear the Walking Dead pulled in 10.1 million viewers Sunday night on AMC. That is a new record for a cable show premiere episode. No surprising, considering how popular the series with The Walking Dead is. This was highly anticipated. I liked it. It got mixed split reaction among fans on Facebook that I read, but critics seem to dig it, and I'm looking forward to further installments.
You gotta dig it. All right, 59 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.